Michelson and Morley believed this ether wind should be detectable here on Earth and designed an experiment to measure its effects. They ran their experiment in a cramped basement, but to understand the principle behind it, I thought we'd get them out of the lab and stage it out here on the beach. Since the Earth is constantly orbiting the Sun, then the ether wind would be ever present and would affect the speed of light here on Earth. If a beam of light was traveling with the ether wind behind it, the light should move faster. But if light was traveling in the exact opposite direction, and so was fighting the oncoming ether wind, the speed of light should slow down. And the difference between those two speeds should be measurable. But they couldn't detect any difference. Whichever way the light waves were pointing, they couldn't find any slowing down or speeding up. This result was deeply disturbing. The luminiferous ether could not exist. What's more, it meant the speed of light must be constant in all directions.